Grandfather Frog gets into trouble. Grandfather Frog has a great big mouth. You know that. Everybody does. His friends of the Smiling Pool, the Laughing Brook, and the Green Meadows have teased Grandfather Frog a great deal about the size of his mouth. But he hasn't minded in the least. Not the very least. You see, he learned a long time ago that a big mouth is very handy for catching foolish green flies, especially when two happen to come along together. So he is rather proud of his big mouth, just as he is of his goggly eyes. But once in a while, his big mouth gets him into trouble. It's a way big mouths have. It holds so much that it makes him greedy sometimes. He stuffs it full after his stomach already has all that it can hold, and then, of course, he can't swallow. Then Grandfather Frog looks very foolish and silly and undignified, and everybody calls him a greedy fellow. Now, it happened that one morning when Grandfather Frog had a very good breakfast of foolish green flies and really didn't need another single thing to eat. Who should come along but Little Joe Otter, who had been down to the big river fishing. "Good morning, Grandfather Frog. Have you had your breakfast yet?" called Little Joe Otter. Grandfather Frog wanted to say no, but he always tells the truth.
"Yes," he replied, "I've had my breakfast, such as it was. Why do you ask?"
"Oh, for no reason in particular. I just thought that if you hadn't, you might like a fish. But as long as you have breakfasted, of course you don't want one," said Little Joe, his bright eyes beginning to twinkle. He held the fish out so that Grandfather Frog could see just how plump and nice they were.
"Chug-a-rum!" exclaimed Grandfather Frog. "Those certainly are very nice fish indeed. It is very nice of you to think of a poor old fellow like me, and I might find room for just a little teeny-weeny one, if you can spare it."
"Of course I can, but I wouldn't think of giving such an old friend a teeny-weeny one." With that, Little Joe picked out the biggest fish he had and tossed it over to Grandfather Frog. It landed close by his nose with a great splash, and it was almost half as big as Grandfather Frog himself. It was plump and looked so tempting that Grandfather Frog forgot all about his full stomach. He even forgot to be polite and thank Little Joe Otter. He just opened his great mouth and seized the fish. Yes, sir, that is just what he did. Almost before you could wink an eye, the fish had started down Grandfather Frog's throat head first. Now, you know, Grandfather Frog has no teeth, and so he cannot bite things in two. He has to swallow them whole. At first, Little Joe Otter, sitting on the bank of the Smiling Pool, laughed himself almost sick as he watched Grandfather Frog trying to swallow a fish almost as big as himself, when his white and yellow waistcoat was already stuffed so full of foolish green flies that there wasn't room for anything more. Such greed would have been disgusting if it hadn't been so very, very funny. At least, it was funny at first, for the fish had stuck, with the tail hanging out of Grandfather Frog's big mouth. Grandfather Frog hitched this way and hitched that way on his big green lily pad, trying his best to swallow. Twice he tumbled off with a splash into the Smiling Pool. Each time he scrambled back again and rolled his great goggly eyes. Little Joe was laughing so that he had to hold his sides, and he didn't understand that Grandfather Frog really was in trouble. He made such a noise that Spotty the Turtle, who had been taking a sunbath on the end of an old log, slipped into the water and started to see what it was all about. Now, Spotty the Turtle is very, very slow on land, but he is a good swimmer. He hurried now because he didn't want to miss the fun. At first, he didn't see Grandfather Frog.
"What's the joke?" he asked.
Little Joe Otter simply pointed to Grandfather Frog.
Little Joe had laughed so much that he couldn't even speak. Spotty looked over to the big green lily pad and started for Grandfather Frog as fast as he could swim. He climbed right up on the big green lily pad and, reaching out, grabbed the end of the fish tail in his beak-like mouth. Then Spotty the Turtle settled back and pulled, and Grandfather Frog settled back and pulled. Splash! Grandfather Frog had fallen backward into the Smiling Pool on one side of the big green lily pad. Splash! Spotty the Turtle had fallen backward into the Smiling Pool on the opposite side of the big green lily pad. And the fish, which had caused all the trouble, lay floating on the water.
"Thank you! Thank you!" gasped Grandfather Frog as he feebly crawled back on the lily pad. "A minute more and I would have choked to death."
"Don't mention it," replied Spotty the Turtle.
"I never, never will," promised Grandfather Frog.